Hello, my name is Pavel Zeminski, and I'm here to interview the Braindead Monkeys, the hot new band from, well, no one really knows. It seems like hardly anybody these days has not heard of the Braindead Monkeys. Monkey mania is sweeping the nation. Are you pleased with your exposure in the media?
Oh, very much so, yes. I truly wish that they would expose my beautiful body some more so that everyone can see all of my fur.
Everyone's seen plenty of chairs already.
I guess there's some law against that. So, yeah, you just have to wait until outright pornography or whatever they call it can be accepted by the general public and on television and little children.
Have you been stalked?
No, I'm usually the one doing the stalking, but I won't get into that.
Do you need another hit before the next question?
I'm just barely clinging to reality, but if you keep talking and keep me engaged, I should be all right.
Okay, but I thought all musicians need drugs.
that's true.
But in all cases, we are drugs, you know, yeah. Sort of like that.
We've been taking so many
Salvation Door Dolly cart guy.
We have groupies, but they have absolutely nothing to do with our art. They actually follow us around because they want to snort our saliva.
Which is concentrated with cocaine. Listen up, listeners.
I believe that my urine, which gets showered all over everybody who comes to these shows, it's probably more potent than a wino's. I mean, it's a win-win situation, really.
Oh, I thought you'd been selling that online.
Well, I've been doing that too, but you have to give away a little bit, you know, just to tempt people and open their minds. Let's show them, you know, it's all right.
End dust? I mean, God, I can understand the coke in the pot, but end dust?
There's nothing wrong with a little oven cleaner.
At least he doesn't have any dust on him.
So, instead of making music, why don't you sell your body parts? They're so potent.
Well, I've sold a few of them, as you can see.
You've got a one-armed guitar player.
I basically, I've come to the conclusion that I need the rest. I'm not completely sure, but I would love to be a cyborg someday, you know, just a big walking robot, you know, stick some pins, you know, and plastics and metals in me, it's all good.
We already have one of those in the band.
Yeah, Android.
I have Android Envy.
You don't really need to be an android to live without any body parts. So if you just do enough drugs, then you can survive anything.
Right, be disembodied the entire time.
That was beautiful.
What do you do about rust?
About what?
Rust.
Rust.
Rust. Rust. What is that again? What is she talking about?
Well, it's just spray it.
He's a non-self-aware cyborg.
Rust. Canola oil all over him.
Right.
He's not very familiar with it because he doesn't rust very good.
Don't let him out outside during winter, you know.
I have to coat myself with oil, and then I sit in the oven for an hour or two, and...
Right.
During winter, we certainly do have to be sure to start you every day, you know, lest you, something regarding the battery.
I don't like the part in the very beginning when you pull out the choke. It's not very pleasant.
We'll get you an upgrade, right?
We'll
put you on hydrogen.
Right.
But it's expensive, so.
If there are any takers out there, I've been looking to have a donor for a fuel cell. So if you know anybody that's got an in, then let me know. Okay.
I heard you like to throw feces at your fans.
Well, I don't really like it, but I have to.
Do they deserve it?
Well, the voices in my head basically say that there isn't any choice, and we all experience this periodically.
Yeah, actually, I am the voice in his head, and I tell him to throw the feces because it's good for our
performance. I obey because I don't know any better.
No. I mean, with the feces, we might not like it now, but now people have come to expect it.
Exactly.
And we can't let them be disappointed. We want to be smeared with feces.
Probably some people out there who just come to a Braindead Monkeys concert wanting shit in their face.
Besides all this, you know, if you're completely coated with fecal matter, and you're trying to put on an energetic show, you can't help but have some of it fall off and get on the crowd. I mean, that's just the way that it works. And a few of the new people that come to our shows once in a while don't really understand, and they just have to be
have to all eat shit.
It's an acquired taste, I suppose. to the quiet taste.
Oh, I just had a great idea. Do you think they would take well to us throwing our brains out from our skulls?
What?
I think that would be quite
good. I imagine they'd
probably say that.
They'd probably quite enjoy that.
Really?
Right.
Most of mine's gone. It looks like a big block of Swiss cheese, so I figure it wouldn't really damage anything at all.
Maybe we should make a cheese sandwich out of the rest of it.
That'll be head loaf.
I'm suddenly kind of hungry.
The head loaf.
Head loaf.
Head loaf. Head loaf.
Kombitsa, as they say in the Americas, you know.
People have tied you into this incident about hamsters. Would you comment on that?
I didn't do it.
It was him, actually.
Yeah, it was him.
I hate them. I hate the little bastards. I had to go to the hospital 3 times for that.
I had nothing to do with it, and besides, it was a gerbil.
What's the difference between a hamster and a gerbil?
I
shouldn't open my mouth.
Well, you have to try it to know.
This isn't going to make it into the final interview, is it?
Oh, no.
You do know that if it does, a lawyer will be speaking with you. We do, don't we?
No, I think we ate him, didn't we? He's been... I haven't seen him in ages.
Is that what that was?
You remember that soup that was...
I thought that tasted a bit like agent.
I don't know. I heard lawyers tasted really horrible.
Well, it depends. You have to throw them into the water when it's boiling, because...
They get really bitter.
Yeah, right. They get bitter.
What about the judge?
Oh, the judge, if you hear some screams coming from the bedroom, from under the water bed, that's not him.
Okay.
No,
that's not Doris.
Can I see Doris?
I don't know, can you?
It's a little like looking at a Medusa, it's not healthy.
It's the moment you see her, you turn to Lot.
Oh, okay.
We have to save her from herself and from the international web of intrigue that revolves around her life. If we didn't watch out for her, no one would, and there would be a terrible catastrophe, and thousands of people would die.
If we let her go, she'd go and do something like get a job.
See, rock and roll can save the world. And we've started with Doris, and we're going to save her, and we're going to work our way on up through the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus, through, IBM, through all those people, and we're going to save the world. And we're going to end with the Dalai Lama, because he really needs our help the least. We worked this out long ago.
You tell me yesterday we were going to end with Dolly Parton.
Maybe it was Dolly Parton. Dalai Lama, Parton, Dolly.
They get mixed up.
Right.
Very easy to get mixed up.
My fellow bandmates are all insane. Every last bloody one of them. You're insane!
What?
Insane!
Oh, shut up.
Are you saying you're a benchmark for sanity? That sounds very funny coming from here.
That's so... 1994.
So 94.
I've heard about secret experiments with neon brown.
Neon brown? Is that like Soylent Green?
It is. And just for the record,
that was the colour of Mr. Peterson's special brown pants.
When he walks special by brown. An ultraviolet light or some special bulb, he glows brown, just like some huge exploded turd or something. It's beautiful.
We're very privileged to have him for insurance salesman.
Do people go blind when they look at it?
That's jazz.
Well, not nearly as rapidly as when you look at, say, Doris or the banana Rauta, skit, the little dancing bananas, of people just scream in agony and their eyeballs burn right out, just like charcoal briquettes, it's awful.
It's disgusting.
So, would you eat eyeballs?
Well, it shouldn't surprise you to hear that I have eaten eyeballs. I've eaten things far worse than eyeballs. I think we all have, really, all together in big jolly groups.
I'd consider it in a lemon basil sauce.
Chopping hot.
I really think it's a bit of a waste to eat.
Petrius humours.
To eat an eyeball. Yeah. I mean, much more fun things you can do with it.
Yeah. Pocket pool.
Exactly.
Make little collages and give them to your friends.
Put each one on the end of a finger and go.
I mean, why waste a good eyeball by sticking it in your stomach, huh?
Oh, yeah.
There's so many other places to stick it.
Make little paperweights, give them to people, a whole set of marbles,
preserves out of them.
How did Chaz get his name?
Well, I think it all goes back to the Secret Service in Russia. Actually, what is the whole story on that, Chaz?
Oh, right, alright. So when I was with the Secret Service, I was commandeered, and my name back then was Chaz. It was Chazz, see, with two Zs.
It was
Zs, plural.
It was,
And so it was pronounced Siberia. And I was on a Siberia Golden Steinberg. And so after the... Well, the first word Siberia was spelled C-H-A-Z-A-H-C, Siberia. And after I was transferred over to the United States, after my work was completed with the Russian KGB, I had to change my name, obviously, because I didn't want my past following me around and haunting me. So I changed it to Chaz, C-H-A-Z. I mean, it's brilliant, isn't it? A completely different name than what it was before.
I don't know.
It's yes.
No one's called.
Yeah. Are you going to kill me because I know this?
No, we have to get it out.
We have many other people to kill before you, right. So you can take a number.
Right.
So we may not kill you, but our smell might.
Right now, I think we're out to kill people that are trying to sue us.
And who might that be?
Yeah, we've been sued by Nintendo, Sega, Capcom, Atari, Disney, Squaresoft, Jim Henson, and Capitol Records.
It wasn't an Apple Computer that's suing us.
Apple Computer? Oh, yeah, it's because we came out with an album name.
iPain, right?
iPain.
I think Disney and Microsoft owns them all now.
Oh, that makes it convenient.
Simplifies matters.
Yes.
Yeah, it simplifies matters.
Did you know that all of the sales from Real Butter went to paying off those damn lawsuits? That was $60 billion.
Wow, you mean we actually sold 4 copies of that?
Also, TCBY Yogurt is very angry with us, but that's a whole different story.
Chaz's mom bought
it. Oh, you must share that.
She felt sorry for him.
$30 billion?
She felt really sorry for him.
Well, remind me to send her a card.
I will. Send her a card.
So what are they going to do to you if you don't pay?
You're welcome. Let's see. Well, in legalese, I think
probably shave off all of our fur. Yeah, I mean, you know, kind of like Samson, take away our strength that way. Oh, it would be awful. Like,
but you don't have any skin. Syria pulled it all off.
Don't tell him that. We're trying to
what?
Keep it a secret.
Okay. What?
I didn't say anything. I didn't.
That's what she said.
All right.
Yeah, so in legalism, the last letter from the lawyer said something to the effect of, the party of the first party is going to cut you up into small bits, stuff you in a box, jump on the box until it's really flat, and then burn it. I think
that was... Wasn't there an anti-goat provision in there somewhere?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The party of the first part shall not be abusing any goats while in said box. They had to add that clause later on because of what happened in court.
Well, no, we have had some other legal triumphs. I mean, I remember when Steve Ballmer was trying to sue us.
That bastard.
Oh, yeah. I told him that he came over one time. He brought his lawyer along with him, and he came in, and I told him that if he sues us, we would come over to his house, and we'd all sleep in his bed, and that pretty much.
I think he's a flaming dick.
He decided that the $18 million just wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
You could send Doris.
Well, that's the thing.
Last thing we need is her to go
she
there
has,
and
stop
filing papers.
I think she's a nutter.
Doris has a very mysterious personality.
We don't even know that much about her, actually.
No.
Except that she's under the waterbed. Oh,
no, she's not under the waterbed. Shh.
Oh, that is the lawyer, isn't it? She's in the quicklime down in the basin.
We know that she comes from a Danish background?
That's right, Danish.
Speaks fluent, what the hell, they speak Dutch.
Danish.
She has ties with a mob.
She's from Denmark.
The Danish mob.
Where they speak Danish.
Thank you, Lexel. Get back to your terminal. Bloody git. Put down that sign. He keeps holding up this fucking sign that says, fuck you. I'm going to shove it up his ass one day. All right, that's it. Give me that fucking sign. Come here.
Help.
That's better.
Can't
thunder
help with one arm.
Get a mouse.
But you need your fifth band member.
Yeah, like I need a hole in my head. Keeps telling me to fix it. I'll put down the fucking sign. He pulled it out of his ass already. God. Right, well, I'm not going to look at him because if he holds up the sign, I'll just not look so I can't.
Oh, boys, please don't fight. The truth is that we need each other to cling to this horrible gelatinous cage that is reality.
You can't read what the sign says anyway. It's filthy.
I know what it says.
You know what was pretty traumatic? I remember in elementary school, there was a gopher that was running around, and this groundkeeper, you know, he came by with a shovel, and he started beating it in front of all of these kids.
Oh, that was Randy, one of the original members who we had to dump because he was a retard.
Okay.
Let's get that word someday.
I heard all about that.
I remember the retard.
He could barely stand up, much less shit himself properly. It was just tragedy for all involved.
And the drugs to keep him happy cost us $2,000 a day.
Why did Android join the band?
Lexar built him in the garage.
What is your stance on fetal tissue stem cell research?
Oh, delicious.
It's tasty.
I love it.
Have you ever heard of Gravy Train?
Oh, Gravy Train, sure. That's the food that they feed me.
My feet hurt.
I feel dead inside.
Let's go talk about record labels instead.
Okay. Who's on your record label?
Oh, all sorts of bands. We've got the Piggy Wiggies, they're this outfit from Holland, and we've got the Nubby Tubbies, they're another act from London. We've got the Hooker Pookers, and they're from, Argentina or something.
Oh, and we've got the Mini Bosses.
Oh, the Mini Bosses. Oh, them. Yes, of course.
I believe the Wanker Shankers are on our label also.
Wanker Shankers. Also the Working Jerkins, who are from Canada.
Yeah, not related to the Working Stiffs.
No, not at all. No.
What's the difference?
Two or three feet at least. A couple hundred bucks.
$8,000 or $9,000.
Yeah, we have this ongoing feud with the Mini Bosses. They refuse to tour with us. Must have something to do with our live show. One day we'll make them.
It might have something to do with the fact that we killed one of them and destroyed all of their instruments in the one show that we had with them. I could be wrong about that.
But we cloned a new one.
Drummers
it should be all right.
Anyway, they can replace him.
You would think so, but...
Well, someday they'll see the light.
Well, I mean, it could be the fact that we cut off all their legs, too.
Ate off all their legs.
They used to be the bosses.
No, we ate them later.
I ate a bot shaped like sausages.
Now, wouldn't it make sense to put Doris to work and...
sometimes we do live performances, with her, but... It's very inconvenient the way she turns people into lard in first sight. So, we can't really bring her out too much.
It's bad for revenue stream.
Put her to work in a tortilla factory.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun, to take her out in the middle of the concert and just lard everywhere.
Well, I prefer to believe that we're saving her from having to work,
That's true.
We're protecting her from the world.
And every once in a while we give her a microphone.
She's really a sweetie.
How do you arrive at that conclusion?
And she just has a heart of gold.
She has a heart?
Of gold.
Really now?
Where does she keep it?
Do you know how many drum sets that would buy us?
One or
all
two,
go get
at least.
The garden right. Shears.
Never thought about that.
I think I got some in the garage.
One reviewer wrote, "The Braindead Monkeys just lick up the vomit that other bands spewed." What is the reaction to opinions like that?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what we do. That's
completely accurate.
Sure.
100%.
I mean, somebody has to do it.
Yeah, when the executives contacted us all and said, "Why don't you guys come together and make this really great cover band?" We said, "Well, everyone's done that. It'd be just like licking up the vomit that some other band spewed." And they said, "We'll pay you all $1 million. And we said, "We'll do it." And the reviewers caught on. And everyone loves it.
And the vomit gets you very high, higher than Jesus.
There you go.
Would you eat a bug for a minute?
That depends on the bog, I guess. Not the one that's destroying Tokyo right now, at least according to that cartoon I saw.
Yeah.
If I got $1 million for every bug I ate, I could settle all those lawsuits right now.
I would think it'd be kind of hard to eat the bumper.
He's always thinking in terms of metal.
He's a cyborg.
If we got $1 million for every bug that we ate, we could buy planet Earth. Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, did you know that if two flies were to mate and all their offspring survive for a year, the pile of maggots would be bigger than the Earth? Wouldn't that be great? Swim around in maggots all day.
I think we need some sort of, anti-Earth opposite to us behind the sun. And it's just this big ball of maggots, see, that you can get on a shuttle and you can take a tour of it.
It's the evil twin of the Earth.
Exactly. It's the yin and the yang and the doppelganger.
Get it a little closer to the sun so they all fry up really good.
And you can smell it from Earth, right?
No, it would be like a giant meatball.
Yeah.
Giant meatball.
I'm hungry.
The size of the Earth.
I think maggots can eat you when you're alive.
Well, we'll have to chew them all up. And
you can burrow into them.
Whenever they try to do that to me, they usually get into a fight with the nits. So.
Oh, yeah, we've started selling those.
And the nits tend to win.
I've noticed recently that record stores have begun selling Braindead Monkey nits. Is this a new product you guys are marketing? Or is somebody else cashing in on this monkey industry?
Oh, well, that's us, absolutely. We noticed that other bands...
You've been selling your knit?
Oh, yes.
You sell out!
No. I mean, other bands, they produce collections of greatest hits, you see.
Greatest
knits.
Oh, how clever.
So we package them up in packages of 20.
I think it's great.
Sell them. Right.
A little bit on the side, if you know what I mean.
But there's a lot of black market knits out there.
Black market knits, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have all the brain dead monkeys knits that are being sold today. I mean, there's just too many. There's four of us and one android, so you know, we couldn't be producing all those knits. So some people are getting ripped off. They're probably cutting the packages.
Yeah.
Well,
aren't knits harmful?
To whom?
Little children.
Not if they eat them.
Not if they give them names and learn to love them. It'd be a great learning experience.
And then eat them.
And then eat them.
That'd be a great growing experience. To get a pet and give it a name and then eat it.
How many tattoos does Chaz have this year?
I'm substantially less than last year.
Yeah. One got burned off. And three of them got joined together.
Don't tell him this, but a lot of them are gone because of all the skin that he lost.
Okay.